Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Okay, so picture this. Sun, sea and spreadsheets. Well, new research has found that more than 6 million staff in the UK plan to work from the beach this summer as growing numbers of people take advantage of flexible working practices. So would you do it, or more importantly, can you do it? Well, joining us now is someone who's tried and tested the work from the beach method. It's Aisling O'Rourke from Communications and Media Coach. Communications and Media Coach. You're not from there. That is what you do. And Aisling, you're very welcome to the programme. You spent June working from Lanzarote. How did that go?
Hi, Sarah. I did indeed. It was my second year in a row working from Lanzarote for the month of June. And I have to admit, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I'd say you did.
Okay, so I don't think that's the point of work, really, generally, to thoroughly enjoy yourself. But
I enjoy my work, Sarah. It was a great experience, I have to be honest. And I think, I think a fresh perspective and sometimes a change of scenery is what gives you that fresh perspective. And Lanzarote, I think we think of it just as a tourist destination, I think, here in Ireland. Yeah. We think of it maybe as the strip in Puerto del Carmen. But actually, it's a beautiful island. And by the fact that I was actually chose to spend, only 4 weeks there, but a decent amount of time there, meant that I had a good mix of working from a different location, the good weather, and a chance to just explore and get a bit of headspace.
So tell me this, Aisling, I found it really beneficial. Tell me this, were you actually working on the beach? Did you bring your laptop and sit on the sun lounger and work away?
I did try to work outdoors, not on the beach, Cormac, because the sand had wrecked the laptop and you couldn't afford to be doing that. But to be honest, I've always loved working outdoors. Like even as a kid, when it came to good weather and you were doing homework for school, I wanted to do it out in the back garden. But I've yet to find a solution to the glare and getting the sunshine not to actually make it difficult to see the laptop screen.
Yeah.
So I suppose I tried it from, the balcony and maybe the local cafe and that.
Okay. So I understand. So you have to have kind of parameters. But it's you work for yourself, don't you? You're self-employed. I just wonder if you were in a situation where you were an employee with colleagues and you were able to go and work in Lanzarote, would it not lead to jealousy and sniping and backbiting and all of that?
Well, sure, Cormac, if I spent time worrying about what my colleagues thought of me, I'd never get any work done. And there's always things to be jealous of when it comes to our colleague. You know, they might have the big fancy house or the happy family or, I try not to get into that kind of comparison analysis. Now, I also teach, so I'm the course coordinator for content creation and photography in Ballyfermot College. So I have a good mix, and I'm lucky in that June, July, August, I can work elsewhere. I can leave the country and do my work elsewhere. But the rest of the year, I'm tied to Ireland, and I think it's a good balance.
I wonder about productivity, though, because I think it's been shown that nearly a quarter of staff who are working from anywhere are not keeping up with the productivity levels of those back in the office.
I have to say, in my experience, that's not been the case for me. I don't know about yourselves, but I have found that when I get time to myself and I don't have somebody looking for a chat or somebody looking for help, I tend to get through my work much more efficiently. I think for me, when I was working from Lanzarote, I wanted to get through my work and get the work done so that I could go out and enjoy the good weather. So there was is a bit more of an incentive than perhaps there might be on a grey day in Dublin when, you
is
know,
that, is that at the point though, right? Just before I let you go, is that at the point, and I, you know, you are obviously very diligent in looking after your business and doing the job that you need to do. But if you're working for somebody else and, you know, the sun is outside and it's gorgeous and a couple of people that you know around the place are meeting for drinks and you just haven't quite got that project finished yet, might you be tempted to, you know, not do the job you might have done if it was grey outside and you were sitting at home?
Well, you could say that about a good day in Dublin too.
Okay.
I think what you might be getting at there is, do you know, like we do, look, we all have a tendency to want to have, to take the desks outside like we did in school when the weather is good. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all adults. You have to be responsible. You have to do your work to a good standard and meet your project deadlines, whatever they may be. I think for some people in management, the concern is, unfortunately, and it's perhaps, in my opinion at least, it's an old-fashioned attitude that if I don't see the person, I don't believe the work is being done.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's not a good management strategy from my perspective, you know.
All right. So well, you've me convinced, Aisling. I'm not sure about the rest of them, but you've me convinced. And thank you so much for joining us. Interested to hear from our listeners in this to 51551. Aisling O'Rourke, thank you very much.